JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coordinated border management, an inclusive approach for connecting stakeholders. The theme for Customs Week 2015. Stick around for the details and coming up later, or glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. It's time again for the annual observance of Jamaica Customs Agency, the JCA's Customs Week. The week will run from January 25 to 30. Chief Executive Officer of the JCA, Major Richard Rees, says the theme Coordinated Border Management, an Inclusive Approach for Connecting Stakeholders is quite relevant as it speaks to the agency's trade facilitation, integration, communication and border security objectives. The week of activities will start with church services in St. Catherine, St. Anne and Montego Bay on Sunday, January 25. In St. Catherine, the church service will be held at the Emmanuel Apostolic Church in Brayton, at the Family Church on the Rock in Ocheria, St. Anne, and at the St. Paul's United Church on King Street in Montego Bay. Acting Director of Public Relations at the JCA, Natalie Cameron, says the week will continue with the observance of International Customs Day, which will be recognized with a newspaper supplement on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Jamaica Customs will host the Stakeholders Appreciation Day in Montego Bay at the Customs Hall and Seaboard Warehouse, Sangster International Airport. Ms. Cameron now tells us about the flagship event, the Information Exposition and Appreciation Day, to be held in Kingston.
The expo will commence at 10 a.m. and it will be at our Customs House, and we will be having both presentations from Corporate Jamaica and also from our partners, agencies and departments such as PICA, Minister of Finance, RGD, Tax Admin Jamaica, Maritime, NEPA. MIND will also be joining us, Statin as well. We'll also be having the Bureau of Standards as well.
The week will end with a Customs Vibes Day that will incorporate an All-Stars football match and domino games featuring the JCA team against its stakeholders.
Hey, woman, how are you doing inside there, sir?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
May I beg you? Just memorize yourself, little no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Vision 2030, Jamaica National Development Plan, is aimed at guiding the country's development over the next 15 years. The goal is to move the island to developed country status by 2030, making it the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, a glimpse of Jamaica.
One of the main things we're missing up now when me I grow up as a youth, we used to have a thing called a pop gun. We use bamboo joint and rose up a shot, push it in and blow in it. We now see that again. We used to use arsai, rub the arsai upon the concrete and put it on the next one jar and fire that it burn him. We now see that again, you know? My name is Michael Matthews and I'm from Arakabesa, St. Mary.
And remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica. Just send an email to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-35904. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.